Hey Sam, hope you're doing fine. Here's the recording. You asked me to describe or talk about the best and worst about the culture in Singapore and Scotland and how it differs from in India. So firstly, I'd like to say that I'm like born and brought up in India, so no matter which places I go to, I'd always love the culture in India because it's just so vibrant and colorful, and deep down I'm an Indian, so I miss it quite a lot. And if I would have to rate the culture on, like, you know, the number of things you can do, I would say Scotland would come next and then Singapore would come in the end. I think it's because Singapore is like so developed. It's like a city. It's basically like London. Like, you feel like you're just in a city. But then if you compare it to Scotland, like, at least where I'm from, like, I'm staying here in Aberdeen. So Aberdeen is much more like Scottish, and it's a small town. So it's easier to mingle with people compared to Singapore. And so best about Singapore would be the different cuisines. So you get like Chinese, Japanese, Thai, Malaysian, name it, like Mexican, everything. Like, I love the food from Singapore. It's just so good. And then in India, also the food. You could say I'm a foodie though. But like the street food in India, it's really good. Like, I really miss the street food from India. And I also miss all my friends because I just grew up in India. So that would be the best. Like, you feel like you're home. Although I go back to India most of the times, like at least once a year. Even though I'm just there once for like almost, sorry, like I mean is, although I'm there only for like a month, I still feel so much better than like compared to Singapore, because Singapore, I only stayed for like 2 years, so I did my A-levels there, so that's the best. And if I'd say the worst about India would be, you could say the pollution. I don't know, like, I really love India so much. There are so many things, like, I don't know. You could say there are a lot of things which outsiders don't know about India, but then you always have those things you like about your place and then some things you don't like about your place. So sometimes the culture goes a bit too overboard, but then I think that's what we're famous for. We have a very rich culture and traditions. So that could be sometimes not practical enough. So many traditions and cultures. I think sometimes I'm like, this doesn't even make sense. And about Singapore, I would say it's completely opposite. It's like a proper city, so nobody cares about anything. Like, everyone's, although there are a lot of Indians there, but I don't think I was able to mingle enough because I was there only for 2 years. And I did make quite a few friends, but I would say my best friends from India are my best friends. And talking about Scotland, I really like Scotland. Like, I really love Aberdeen. It's a really small town, and, you know, it's so pretty, except the weather. I think that would be the worst thing about Scotland, that I hate the weather, because I'm used to a really hot and warm and humid climate. So getting used to it, almost there, but I keep saying that every year, but then during winter I always start feeling cold initially. So yeah, that would be that. And the worst about Scotland, yeah, so the worst would be the weather, and the best would be, I think the people here are really nice. They're really easy to talk to compared to Singapore, because maybe it's just because it's a city. Like, if you go to London, it's difficult to make friends because everyone's so busy and it's such a hectic life. But in Scotland, people are more chilled and relaxed. So yeah, I hope this helps, and I'm sorry for the delay. I completely forgot that I was supposed to send this to you. I'll thank you. Bye bye. Have a nice time.